Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 John. And 2 John only has one chapter, so we'll just look at verses 1 through 4. 2 John, verses 1 through 4, where the Word of God says, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received the commandment from the Father." That's 2 John verses 1 through 4, and we can see there that the word truth is mentioned 5 times in those 4 verses, which indicates to us that it's very important for us to understand what John is saying here. He is writing to the elect lady, which we would believe was truly some lady who had children, and these children were walking in the truth according to the Word of God. And that was something that John was rejoicing over. And isn't it true to realize when our children walk in truth that it's such a blessing? You know, so many times we see that the children are raised up in the things of the Lord and even in the local church and a good Christian family, but they don't walk according to the truth, and that breaks our heart. But to see children who were brought up in a Christian family and a good, solid, Bible-believing church walking in the truth is such a blessing. And that's what John was rejoicing over in this particular passage. But it's important that you and I, as Christians, walk in the truth. How are we going to walk in the truth? How are we going to do that? How do we do that? Well, first of all, we need to know the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ. In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." If we are going to walk in the truth, then we need to know the truth personally by trusting Jesus Christ as our Savior. Secondly, then, we need to study the truth, and that's the Word of God. In John chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And so you see, if we are going to walk in the truth, not only do we need to know the truth through faith in Jesus Christ, but we need to study the truth, which is the Bible, the Word of God. And then thirdly, if we are going to walk in the truth, we need to yield to the truth. And of course, in John chapter 14 and verse 17, it refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. In other words, we need to allow Him to guide us and to direct us in the paths in which we should go. And so, if we are going to walk in the truth and bring honor to God and bring joy to other Christians, we must know the truth through faith in Jesus Christ. We must study the truth by spending time in the Word of God. And then we must yield to the truth and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to direct us as we go throughout life. And this is a very important concept for us to consider, because we are living in a day and age when people are not walking according to truth. They're not living according to truth. In fact, there are those who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. But there is absolute truth found in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Word of God, and in the Holy Spirit. And it's important that we yield to that truth to live for the glory of God. Father, I thank you for this particular lesson that we've had today. And I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will know your truth, will obey your truth, will yield to your truth, that they might live for your glory, and will give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.